Weekly Dose of Fat, show number 39 for Friday, January 16th, 2015.
From the town that spawned Happy Days, Liberace, and wrestling legend Dick the Bruiser, it's the Weekly Dose of Fat Revival with your hosts, Sven and Gomez.
So, Bubbles and Julian are making me come and play radio. So, this is Tio Gomez.
Yeah, we got Sven over here too. And, of course, JK Livin.
Ahoy, ahoy, ahoy.
We're lucky tonight because we have Chris Daisy and the Snowbots in the studio. What's up, Maestro?
Hey, guys.
Our show is sponsored by Surly Bikes. Surly just launched a superfan discount coupon. They're offering $150 off all domestic U.S. complete bikes. Visit your local Surly dealer or visit surlybikes.com to learn more.
Yeah, we know a few Surly supervans, huh?
Superfan.
Should I bust right into the beard report? Hey, we got a new segment. It's all about the beards on this show. Maybe we'll have guest beards come on the show.
Guest beards. I like this idea.
But this week's beard report, JK Livin, I don't know if he's gone way past Millard Fillmore. He would say Arthur.
Chester A. Arthur. There's one of the nice portraits that.
But I'm here to testify. He's gone full Lorax with his beard this week.
I speak for the trees.
Exactly. Sven over there, he's got the Ulysses S. Grant White House years beard gun.
Useless S.
And
useless Sven Grant right there.
Yeah. And your Uncle Gomez's beard, I think, has just this week crossed over the hillbilly line.
Yeah, kind of duck dinosaurish.
Yeah,
it's getting long.
So that's this week's Beard Report, brought to you by the Standard Comb Company and WildRoseHerbs.com.
I need something to make my beard a little more thylufa-ish.
Yes.
WildHerbs.com.
Well, on this week's show, we have special guest Sonia Looney. We have the Fat Bike Prom. We start to qualify listeners to win a State Bicycle Company Megalith Fat Bike. We have some links for y'all. And, of course, we have beer.
I want you guys to know that with the beard report in there, we made it a solid twice as far as last week before we made the first beer stop here.
Yeah, so you want to stop at the top of the hill and have a beer?
Yeah.
I'll meet you up there. I'm walking already.
I always imagine that our show is kind of like just like a ride. I like to pretend.
Only twice as long. And it's like those are rides.
And on most rides, we don't actually editorialize on our beards. Although we probably do.
Could be. Never really thought about it.
Cheers, boys.
Cheers.
Cheers and beers.
What do we got this week?
JK brought this one in.
It's Alaskan Brewery's Free Rider American Pale Ale.
Free Ride APA.
Yeah. It's got a bike on the label.
It's got a bike on it.
That doesn't actually look like a free ride bike so much, though.
No, when I picked it up, it
does look Alaskan, though.
It had the snowboarder on it. And I was like, okay, that's cool. And then I flipped it around and I see bicycles all over
it. He does look like he's probably in Alaska.
I thought he was drinking it, as the picture was stating. But.
So, American Pale Ale. What do we know about this, JK?
It's about 5.3 on the ABV, so it's not going to knock you over.
Yeah, I could
drinking a couple of them.
We could have three of these to two of last week's beer.
Yeah.
Right. Yep.
So. Scored an 84 on the Ye Olde Beer Advocate by about 400 odd people.
That's a good rating, right?
Yeah. It's good. You know,
It is good, by the way. Yeah.
I mean,
it's very drinkable.
Yeah. And it's
mellow. I like it.
Yeah.
I'm finding
my. It's not over hoppy.
I think it's not over hoppy. I agree.
Yeah. I mean, even though it
does tout that it has three different kinds of hops.
They are well controlled and not all angry in your mouth.
Yes.
But it's a pale ale, not an India pale ale. So
American pale ale. I'm not sure what the hell any of that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Made in America. Or
is Alaska in America? I know. Can you see Russia from there?
This is in Juneau, so you can see like the
cruise ships.
Kodiak Island, I think you can see off there. Sitka.
It does have a little bit of burpiness to it. I noticed that. I was stifling.
I had hot chili rellenos before this, so burpee is just the beginning.
I'm still working on the banh mi sandwich.
Banh mi! So, with that, let's just say we'll be right back with this week's special guest, Sonia Looney.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
This is Brent from Twin Six, and you're listening to Oli and Bromez on Fat Bike Radio.
Please welcome to the show the posh and fabulous Sonia Looney.
Welcome to the show, Sonia.
Hi, guys.
Hey, good to have you on the show.
So just for our listeners, Sonia is
to be here.
Sonia is a pro ultra endurance cyclist that's been on the top of the world stage race and 100-mile podiums over the last 4 years. Recently, she took on a role as a marketing strategist for one of my favorite brands, Alaska's Fatback Cycles. What is a pro ultra endurance cyclist? I think I wrote this, but I have no idea what that means.
Maybe Sonia can tell us.
It means you love pain and suffering. What it means is I race at the pro level, which doesn't really mean a whole lot. It just means that you've done a lot of racing and you've been able to upgrade your USA cycling license at some point if you still have one. But I do a lot of 100 miles and stage races, like you said, all over the world, and I seek out the gnarliest, hardest races. So ones where you don't have people helping you and handing you water bottles and babying you. It's ones where you have to get from one point to another across the country and not whine about it, basically.
Well, right on.
And being a pro cyclist, you can automatically walk into that coveted role of marketing strategist. How did that come about?
Oh, well, I worked for Ergon for the last 5 years as their national sales and marketing manager. So I got a lot of experience there. And I also worked for a startup solar engineering company as an engineer, but was also taking on marketing roles because it just sort of fit naturally. So between that and marketing myself as a professional athlete, I've gained a lot of really cool and unique skills.
Awesome. So we have a question.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a question from one of our test pilots when he heard you were going to be on the show. Matt Gersub, he'd like to hear about how your fat bike racing aspirations. Are you going to join the fat bike riders, Tim Burnson, Kevin Breitenbach, Jeff Oatley, and Heather Best at the Iditarod Trail Invitational this year?
Well, first of all, I don't think my name deserves to even be on the same list as those guys. They're absolutely incredible. And I do want to do the Iditarod someday. It's a ways out for me right now because where I'm at in my mountain biking career, I'm racing pretty much like February through October, so I need a little bit of an off season, which is what the winter is. So I can go out and enjoy some fun rides, but I'm not doing any racing. But eventually I'd love to do some fat bike racing. It's a challenge where I'm living in BC because there's not a lot of racing around here or even real legit trails to ride. But I definitely have maybe Arrowhead on my list for someday, and maybe the Snow Epic in the Alps, and maybe someday the Iditarod, but I have to say I'm a bit intimidated by that one. But my coldest ride so far has been 2 hours and 8 degrees Fahrenheit. So I'm definitely a bit of a newbie and still learning about tires, tire pressure, conditions, and how to really throw the fat bike around. It's a different sport than mountain biking.
Oh, yeah. So Matt also wanted to know, aside from racing, what makes you love fat bikes?
Well, the reason that I love mountain biking is because I love adventure. So when I got a fat bike last year, I got a Fatback, and that's how I got involved with Fatback, and I loved the bike. It was so much fun. It's a winter adventure, and where I'm riding, I don't really know what to expect, and because I'm new, I don't know what to expect. So the terrain could be awesome, or I could be hiking my bike up and freshly packing in a trail for an hour only to ride down it, which is super fun. But I love the adventure aspect of it, and being out there in the winter time adds a different element that makes things a bit more challenging, and it just looks different. Everything's black and white, and things are a lot more quiet, and you see even less people generally than you do if you're out there during the summer.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
you do.
We know that Fatback recently started an ambassador program. Can you tell us a little bit about your winners and what they'll be up to in 2015?
Yeah, for sure. We wanted to support some really cool people with our Corvus carbon bike, and we got a pretty diverse group this year. This is the first year. So we have Pat Mage, who's from Wisconsin. He's a 7-time AMA National Moto Trials Pro Champion. Wow. So he's got some pretty awesome bike handling skills.
Yeah.
He's going to be sending us some videos and traveling around the country and using his fat bike for cross training for moto trials. So we've already seen some pretty cool photos from him. I think the guy can defy gravity, and he doesn't need a motor to do it, which is pretty cool.
He was on America's
Got Talent. I'll forget the bike.
Yeah, right.
America's right?
Yeah, right? He and his brother. Yeah.
That's a good idea. I should write that into his contract.
No, he was on. He was on one of those shows. I don't know if it was America's Got Talent or but he and his brother, they're incredible. So go on. I interrupt us. That's what I'm best at.
No.
That's my superpower.
It's good to interrupt. It's too boring if I just talk the whole time.
So
we have Liz Campy.
Yeah, sorry, I was just saying, so who else? Other than Pat.
Oh yeah, Liz Campy. She lives in Gunnison, and she's a physical therapist doing some fat bike racing there, and she's also a pro mountain biker. She runs her own business called Inner Strength Coaching, where she coaches athletes in injury rehab and bridges the gap between traditional physical therapy and peak performance. So she's a pretty cool resource and definitely knows a lot of people in the Gunnison Crested Butte area, and recently was on the front page of the Gunnison Times riding a Corvus, which is pretty cool. And she's just generally a really fun gal, really friendly, and a great person to have associated with our brand. And Jumpin' Jerry Vanderpool. As his name implies, he jumps. He's a cricket on a bike. He just recently sent us a YouTube video of him on his first ride out on his Corvus, taking a bunch of jumps and railing some corners while providing commentary, which is pretty funny. He runs Hippie Tech Suspension in Boise, Idaho, and he's also riding a series for Vital Mountain Bike, Vital MTB. So he's been fun sending us some stuff. And we also have Ryan Schutze, living in Cordova, Alaska. He's a commercial fisherman, and we had to pick one guy from Alaska. Come on. That's where we're located, in Anchorage. He's going to be taking a bunch of trips to the Oregon Dunes, some bike and raft trips, which Greg of Fatback Bikes has done a lot of, so we like that stuff. And Minnesota and California, and planning out lots of adventures, so he'll be good for getting our bike in front of a lot of different people in a lot of different places. And lastly, we have Nate Seltz of Central District Cyclery from Grand Rapids, Michigan. And I hear your community is pretty awesome. I'm going to go up there this summer to visit. He's a fun guy in the community, promotes a lot of fat bike races, and generally is plugged in. So we like to have a couple people in the Midwest, because really you guys are the kings and queens of fat biking.
Oh, thank you. That's the way we see each other.
Which, the are queen.
You, I was just going to say, are you the king this week, or am I? So it's pretty wild that out of those people, we actually know two of those people. Like
good choices.
Yeah, Nate and Pat are our amigos. So well played.
Yeah, it was great. I had like probably 150 to 200 applications.
Losers.
To read through, and there were so many cool people that sent in applications.
Sorry.
Did you get one from Julio.com?
Julio.com. Our former beer guy.
I don't know.
Sometime beer guy.
Our beer intern.
I think maybe he probably just said on the show.
Expected it because he mentioned it on the radio.
I want to be an ambassador.
Anyway, that the signal you heard, the cowbell that you heard, brings us to the final sprint of our interview.
Wait. I'm going to need more cowbell.
All right, here we go. She wants more cowbell. So we're up. Yep.
We're up to it.
Our interns.
All right.
He's on the cowbell. It's not really our intern. That was really bad. That was J.K. Livin.
J.K. Livin.
Do you have a cowbell intern?
with.
We're looking for a beer intern. That's what we can really use.
That seems pretty easy to do. Like BWE RUN. Come on, intern.
I know.
Intern.
Answer these five questions as fast as you can.
Tubes or tubeless?
Tubeless.
Favorite craft style of beer and favorite craft brewery?
IPA, Pine Forest in My Mouth, Chinook and Simcoe Hop, Avery and Deschutes Brewery, and in BC, Parallel 49 in Vancouver.
See, Julio told us that she was a beer head.
There you go. Sonia, what tires are on your fat bike right now?
45 North Husker Du, but I need to try something fatter.
He-Man or Skeletor?
He-Man. I could crush Skeletor.
And last question, flats.
Yeah, real man here.
Last question, flats or clipless?
Clipless.
All right. We're gonna use that as some sort of fodder later for quizzing people.
Very good. Yep, they'll have to remember this interview in the back of their minds. Well, we've really enjoyed having you on the show, Sonia.
Yep, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
All right, maybe
I can listen in and learn some more.
You bet. We're fonts of knowledge here at Fat Bike Radio.
I always like to say, don't be a stranger.
You are.
Or don't get any stranger.
All right.
We'll see you around.
Bye.
That's very possible. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
This is Brett from Twin Six, and you're listening to Oli and Bromez on Fat Bike Radio.
You're about to get your weekly dose on Fat Bike Radio.
Welcome back to the radio program. Here's Greg with this week's episode of, what do we call this?
Ask Sam's Glance.
This week we're going to continue with our award season theme, because it is the most wonderful night and magical night of the year.
Yeah, we need Tina and Amy in here doing this show with us.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We just need them in here.
Doing something with us. I don't know if it's the show.
Just jump up and down and try to touch your toes or something. The question being, what was the best fat bike event of 2014? 2014? 2014. The year. You know what.
You know, 2000 about. And.
Yeah.
14.
Yeah, I tried.
So we're going to be taking calls and talking to our listeners and finding out what they think is the best, you know, best event from 2014. But first, we're going to put Sven on the old hot plate and boil him up a cup of tea.
Well,
actually, you know, we're going to have ask him
yes,
about, you know,
I'm at
the thing.
It is burpee beer, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Nice. That's going to make for a fun segment.
I think it's a good question because it kind of makes you think back over the year of what you've been doing on fat bikes and how much fun it is, you know, from sitting under bridges to, you know, participating in whatever organized event there might be or just going out on your own. I think for me, for various reasons, my favorite event was Fat Camp down at Illinois Beach State Park. Chris from Zion Cyclery put that together. We had a bunch of people down there. We camped overnight. Two nights? One night? Whatever. We were there
plus
for
plus, you unleashed some, some environmental terrorism.
Yeah. It was the wind would have done it anyway. We created a river that made it all the way to the lake where before it hadn't for some reason.
You're like Dr. Frankenstein of rivers. You took the dead river and made it the undead river.
Well, the great thing was that I was smart enough to do it on the far side of the river, so we couldn't cross it on the way back. So we had to bushwhack and train track ride and go through probably some fairly super fundy sites to get back to camp. But
yeah.
I'll tell you this, the guys that got sucked into that, Dave,
Little Mike,
and whoever else was with us, that's something you're not going to forget. I don't
care. Epic rides like that.
I don't care. It was unplanned and stupid, but we probably should have just tried to swim across, although we would have ended up about 300 feet out in the lake floating on our bikes. But anyway.
Marooned.
Awesome.
In Beach Park, Illinois.
Marooned off the shore. He would send helicopters to rescue us. It was a great event. And when he does it again next fall, I highly recommend checking out Fat Camp.
And he's talking about running Fat Bike Prom at the beginning of April this year.
Yeah. It is going to come together. I think that's a great idea. They've got that conference center down there, which is just awesome, on the shoreline.
They have a ballroom. We can have a band. Everybody can grab a crazy gown out of the closet.
Punch.
And get down.
There's got to be punch.
Punch. We have to have punch so we can spike the punch, you see.
So yeah, exactly.
Everything.
And they have on-site rooms, so there's no need to worry about how much punch you consume.
And this place is, take it to the showers. Is right out of the 70s, right, which super, is good for you and me because our proms were actually in the 70s.
Super 70s.
And when Chris said this, I was like, all right, fine. As long as your band can play Color My World by Chicago, he's like, oh, that's the only song that, that we play. But we play it in rockabilly, we play it in punk, we play it in new wave, we play it in reggae.
And all in 1 minute and 32 seconds.
Exactly. Because JK and I are going to slow dance. Like there's no tomorrow. Well, let's open up the phone lines. Give us a call and let us know what your choice is for the best Fat Bike event in 2014 at 818-918-2453. That's 818-918-BIKE.
By the way, we do the show every Wednesday from 8 to 9. You can call in and talk to us at that number. But if you feel like just leaving us a message, you can always leave us a voicemail. Give that number a call. Tell us what's on your mind. Maybe you'll be on the radio show. Also, anybody who calls in today will be entered and qualified to win a State Bicycle Company Megalith Fat Bike. We're going to do this through February 4th on our shows and take the February 11th, I think it is, show and do our drawing and award that Megalith Fat Bike.
Yeah, it's an awesome entry-level bike. JK Livin is going to test one here soon, too.
Yeah. We are awaiting its arrival with bated breath.
Eagerly anticipating.
And now, your call-in segment.
You're tuned to Fat Bike Radio.
Hey, who do we have on the show?
This is me. I heard a beep. That sexy lady said I was going to hear a beep, and then I'd be on. Online?
You are on the air. This is Gomez. Who's this? Man. Who's calling us?
This is Mike.
Mike.
Zuzu, Mike. Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's going on?
Hey, I was trying to get a message to Dave Lungs. I heard you guys know where to find that guy.
He's selling the virtual.
We are sorry, but the show has ended. Goodbye.
No.
Hey, yo.
Welcome to the show. Who do we have on the other line?
Hey, Gomez. This is Mike again. Come on back. How you guys doing?
All right. Mike is from Port.
You worked out a few of those bugs?
Yeah, you know, we had a ghost in the machine, but we had an exorcist, and now here we are talking on the internet through this here Lapping 2000. Pretty crazy, huh?
That little Stephen Hawking lady got answering the phone. She was giving me the business, man.
As all the ladies.
You should have hooked me up with her.
Yeah, I think you two would hit it off.
So, no kidding, right? I think she liked me.
So, you know, what we're asking folks to call in is to tell us their favorite fat bike event for 2014, the year of the gnome.
That seems like a really long time ago.
I know.
Let me think. I don't know. I think a lot of our beach rides were very memorable. But as far as events, I thought Shell Track was pretty cool. I don't know that I have a single one. I think just our more casual weekend beach rides were the thing I like the best. Summer stuff.
Beach rides in the group ride category and maybe the shell track for the race category. You guys are running a race up there in Washington on January 20th.
We are.
Right?
Yep. It'll be our first one, and everybody I know can't make it. Gomez, Lunch, Greg, so you we'll see what happens.
This is just perfect practice for you because we're going to do Fat Bike Prom in April, and your band is playing, and you're going to wear a dress. It's going to kick ass.
I always wear a dress.
Underneath my trousers, I often...
Underneath my bike and pants, underneath my combat boots and whatnot.
All right. Well, we have another caller, my man. So I am going to bid you adieu. Thanks for calling the show.
Bye-bye.
All right. See you later. Hey, we've got Aristotle from Athens, Greece on the line.
Hello there.
Welcome to the show, Aristotle. I know you're not from Athens, Greece, so I just threw that in there to be whimsical.
It sounds right.
So what long Indian name town do you live in?
I live in Appleton, Wisconsin.
That doesn't sound very Indian at all. Sounds
it doesn't. I like to call it Brappleton.
Brap. The purpose of this exercise, sir, is to quiz you on your choice for the best fat bike event of 2013.
There has to be an event I attended.
No, absolutely not. It could be a race, it could be a festival, it could be a group ride, it could be, you know, this is Fat Bike Radio. We have very, very few rules.
Well, you guys know a little bit about me, but I like to do some kind of crazy stuff on my fat bike. So my favorite event would have to be Fat Tuesday at Ray's Indoor Mountain Bike Park.
Oh, wow. The carnage, the blood, the wood. All of it.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that I've seen you out there, Reyes, and you make it all look very easy. And I just try and stay out of the emergency room myself. So my hat's off to you, and my helmet's on right now, just sitting in this stool.
Yeah, I've gotten really good at falling. So there's an art to crashing properly. And knock on wood, but it has kept me out of the emergency room most of the time.
I'll tell the folks at home, this is Aristotle's a rider that can do like a one-handed wheelie and salute the crowd and, you know, probably roll a cigarette all at the same time. So he's amazing. So we are going to go to the next call. I really appreciate you calling in, bro. You keep it real. We'll talk to you soon.
No problem. You too. Thanks.
Matt, please welcome to the show, Adam Blake.
Hi, buddy.
What's up, dude? How's it
going? How are you?
Sorry we hung up on you before.
I know. What the heck?
I don't know.
We're friends, man.
So, man, tell me your choice for the best fat bike event for 2014.
I think the best fat bike event in 2014 will be the most fun fat bike event in 2015, and is the first fat bike event that really opened my eyes, and that's the Team Snow Bike Enduro.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Plus the fact that Colin and I and James and crushed everyone's faces and won the belt, and, you know, we're biased, but that's the way a race should be run. Joe does an awesome job, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, and the Pope was there. How can you vote against
him? And the Pope was there.
Yeah. And we had
like Le Mans start, single track, Brock sponsor this year, more cheery than you can imagine. You know, what can you not like about that? If you can't have fun there, you probably suck as a person.
I know. What other fat bike race has a Brock and beer sponsor? Just the Enduro.
I know none right now. Joe is winning at life right now.
We should probably put a call out there to our listeners. We actually we need some bikini podium girls for this year's race. So if you're out there,
well worth it.
And you can still rock the bikini, then, you know, I don't know. Gomez@fatbike.com with a hyphen in there. That's right. That's how Daddy likes
it. You could also email Adam at Blue Bicycles if you want to send a bikini picture.
There you go. And Adam is going to spill the beans very soon on something big from Boo right on fatbike.com. It's very hush-hush, very quiet. So we should probably take the next caller. Hey,
yep. I'll be at your house.
Yeah, baby. I'll get to see you soon. So I will talk to you then.
I'm going to stay an extra day just to see Bethany.
Bethany's worth the extra day. Anytime. Any day.
Yo, of course.
Of course.
Right, any day. All right, guys. Hey, thank you guys so much. Keep up the good work.
Thanks, man. We'll talk to you soon. Later.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we've got a mystery caller on the line. Who's on the line? Where are you from?
Hey, I'm Tyler. I'm from Burlington, Vermont.
Hey, right on, Tyler. What's going on tonight in Burlington, Vermont?
Not too much. We just our evening just warmed up. We jumped 30 degrees from a chilly morning, and now we're feeling quite at ease.
Cool, man. Well, what is your best fat bike event for 2014?
My favorite fat bike event for 2014 was the Global Fat Bike Celebration Day held at Catamount Trails in Williston, nearby here. good event. There was some group rides, an alley cat style race. A lot of good friends of mine were there, the bonfires, beer, and chili, and this event inspired me to pick up my own fat bike, which I've been exploring and having fun on. It was the first stop of Le Grand Fat Tour, which is a series of races and events that's been taking me through the state of Vermont and our neighborhood in Quebec. So
that sounds awesome, man. So what kind of fat bike did you get for your first one?
I ended up getting a Rocky Mountain Blizzard. I got a nice discount for a friend on. So
I have the tattoos that match the bike. So well, thanks for filling in.
All right.
And you're my qualified pleasure. To win that state bicycle company megalith. And we have a drawing coming up for that. So, like I said, thanks for calling in. And we're off to our next caller. Have a good one.
You as well. Take care.
Hey, we've got Dave, the one and only Puck from the Virgin Islands. What's up, Dave?
Aloha.
Aloha. So, have you figured out what your favorite fat bike event from 2014 was?
Well, since I didn't make it through PWC, maybe that one in Silver Lake.
Oh, the,
or the Southbank. That's a call. They're all very golden events. You know, it's like you can't really pick this one, you know.
Well, you could make it a tie between those two. Between the Enduro and what was the other one?
Shell Track.
Oh, Shell Track.
An awesome event in Manitowoc.
Oh, yeah. I know that race.
You go to so many, it's hard to pick just one, you know? I don't know.
They all start to roll right into one another. When you start to get our age.
Right.
So, Dave, I cannot believe you're calling me from the Virgin Islands, bro. Did you bring a bike down there with you?
No, I didn't. I haven't touched a bike in 2 weeks.
Oh, dude.
Because it costs like $1,000 to get a bike on an airplane down here.
I could see that.
I did look into a Walmart bike, but there's not even a Walmart down here. So.
Oh, that's kind of a good thing. Well, Dave, thanks for calling in. You rock, and I'll see you when you get back in Milwaukee.
All right, and be warm. It's 80 degrees, and I'm in flip-flops drinking a Presidente on the beach right now.
Oh, Presidente.
I'll see you guys in like 5 days, unfortunately.
All right, bro. You good?
Bye.
Welcome to the show, Terry from Rochester, New York. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for being on the show and calling in. So what's your choice for the best fat bike event for 2014?
Well, I didn't attend any races, but I have to say National Fat Bike Day on December 6th was by far my favorite event.
Cool. What'd you do up there in Rochester on Global Fat Bike Day?
A couple of bike shops collaborated together and organized a little event down at our local beach. And we did some beach riding and some snow riding.
So are fat bikes big in Rochester?
I think they've come a long way. I mean, most of the bike shops are selling out of the stock of fat bikes, so seem to be quite popular.
Cool. Well, you guys get enough snow around there that it should be huge.
Absolutely.
Well, right on. Thanks for calling the show. Really appreciate it. You have yourself a great day.
Thanks. You as well.
Hey, welcome to the radio show. Who do I have on the line?
This is Jim.
Jim, where are you from, bro?
What's up?
Where are you from?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Milwaukee? So what's going on, bro?
Hanging out, working on bikes, listening to the metal.
Today's our day for you to call in and share what your favorite fat bike event is for 2014.
2014 was a busy year for me, so I didn't have a whole lot of time for organized rides. Mm-hmm. But I'd probably say riding river trails with good buddies, maybe having a drink or two under a bridge, getting real baked. Yep.
Drinking under the bridge.
Sounds pretty good.
In Milwaukee. That does sound pretty good. So have you ever heard of this thing called the River West 24?
Oh, yes.
Does that
crushing it out of that bike.
Where does that rank in your year?
I guess that would be up there for sure. But that was on a fat bike that was the year previous.
All right, so. We were talking 2014. So.
Yeah, 2013, that would probably be the highlight.
All right, man. Well, we appreciate you calling Fat Bike Radio, and you are now qualified to win a state bicycle fat bike. How does that feel for you? All right, man.
Yeah, I take one.
You know what one I really want? I want the coaster brake one. I want the monolith, not the megalith. Just so I can ride.
Ooh, I don't know.
Sweet skids, man.
Could be like a super bar bike.
True that. All right, Jim. Arrivederci. Bye-bye. So long.
Bye. Take care. Later.
Bye-bye.
Welcome to the show. Who do we have on the line?
My name is Dan Troll. I was listening to your show, and I heard somebody talk about being under bridges and tripping and doing stuff under bridges and, you know, troll. I don't know. It kind of makes me unhappy when people are under bridges and don't say hi because, you know, I'm under most bridges and maybe I'm on there, but I always have fun and I kind of want to join in. But so maybe you can maybe help me join the Fat Bike practice with some advice for, you know, lonely troll under a bridge. What do you got?
Well, believe me, I am with you there. I was actually raised by ditch trolls. We didn't even have a bridge. We just lived in a ditch. So can you share with us maybe what your favorite fat bike event was for 2014?
Well, you know, I kind of just saw them roll by. I really didn't get a chance to join in them, but I feel like fat bikers is when they have women out there riding them, because those guys are kind of, I don't know, one guy or guy that. I think it was women joining the fat bike racket. So I'm a little bit of a bridge. I'm pretty happy about that.
Yeah, they had a race over there in Michigan called Skirts in the Dirt. That was all ladies racing bikes. You would have liked that. Mr. Troll under the bridge, thanks for calling. We're gonna take our next
call. All right. Good day. Bye.
Hello, welcome to the show. Who do we have on the line?
This is John Lee, coming from Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Johnny. Is it okay if I call you Johnny?
Hey.
Hey, man. The whole purpose of this exercise is to find out what you think is the best fat bike event of 2014.
My best event was the Urban Cross Race down in... Yeah, it was fun. The best part was it's all in Canada. It was cold. So as I'm riding through the whole area, it's getting red, jumping over stuff.
Zito put that race series together. I saw pictures. JK Livin was there. He's on our radio show.
Yeah, well, it was. Actually, the last race, I ended up breaking my nose what was it called? Whiskey Hill. I ended up going over the bars and re-breaking my nose. Had to race the rest of the race.
Through tampons in your nose.
Stop bleeding. Yeah, I did. Yeah, it was fun.
Wow,
but I made it work.
John, you're now qualified to win the state fat bike megalith fat bike coming up here in February. Thanks for calling the show.
Yeah,
and we'll catch you. You know, you and I have to meet. I'm right here in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
We'll have to have a beer.
Cool. Yeah. Sorry, I was not drunk enough.
All right.
Later, guys.
See ya.
So, G-Maj, what you got to say about this?
Well, as always, I can't just leave well enough alone and give you one answer. So, I'm gonna go with best race. I'm going to go with the Fat Bike Berkey because I got to meet some of my mountain bike heroes and talk to them, and that was just, I was blown away by that. Very cool.
Was that a Foreigner song?
MTB Hero.
Jukebox Heroes.
Yeah, that's good call on that one.
The best festival, I'm going to go with Gnome Fest. That's kind of an important thing on my calendar. It's run by our amigo Spinner. Airplanes landing, flybys, it was all good.
I just saw somebody, I posted something, I think, in an end of the year report. There was standing in front of the airplane at Gnome Fest as one of the best things they did that year of 2014.
And then I'm going to go best group ride, which how can you
do better than Global Fat Bike Day. And the whole planet went fat.
Yes.
That was a good day.
Around the clock.
And it was Santa.
I guess
Santa's
I had to say.
Fatties.
Yeah.
I guess it was a good day. I didn't even have to use my AK. Fat Bike Day.
Yeah. So now you know what's next? Linkages. We have so many links. I'd just like to start it out with a little good news. Sarma USA let us know that they've lowered the pricing on their 100-millimeter Naran carbon rims. They made them the same price, $1,200 a pair, as opposed to $1,500 a pair. It's the same price as their 80-millimeter and 50-millimeter carbon rims. And we're actually testing a pair of these. We have the fabulous Julio.com testing a set of these Naran 100s.
I wonder what Julio thinks.
I'm sure many of us have spent nights thinking.
Countless sleepless minutes.
Does Julio
thinking
think?
About what Julio thinks.
He told me he's collecting all his thoughts. He's got notes. He's got charts.
Post-its?
Napkins. He has a little kid.
Rolling paper.
And thingies.
It's funny. No,
it's funny you think the little kids roll their own cigarettes. But I bet you $10 that when he writes a story, he uses the word obviously.
Seriously?
Obviously. Seriously.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch more links on here. We've got some race reports. Naturally, we have stuff from Joe Boo and the Coast Kid. You know, check them out. We love that you listen to the show, but don't forget to check the site out. There's a lot of good stuff happening there.
And this is where we share the wealth and the knowledge that we, you know, we save you time by scouring the internet for fabulous stories about fat bikes.
Bike exploration. That's a good word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This wanderment, man, there's just good stuff in here.
Yeah. I checked that video out. That was just captivating.
You know, I didn't
get anything done.
I didn't stick it in the links because it was at a lot of the big sites and it was just a kind of a schleppy PR release, but Pivot came out with something they had a pretty good video of what's his Chasey fella doing his bike trickery things on a fat bike.
Part of their pivotless line of bikes. So there's no pivot on their fat bike.
It's a full suspension company normally, but they're
Le Fat.
One of the things that kind of just got me about it was that they're saying it's the perfect fat bike or this or that. And yeah, maybe so. But anybody that's trying to make one bike fit all, I think, is kind of missing the fat bike mark.
Yeah, and we actually haven't ridden the bike, so we don't know what it rides like. But all these companies that say, 26, 26 plus, 26 fat, 650B, 650B plus, 29, 29 plus. You know where they're missing the boat? 16, 20, 10, 12. Those little wheels.
Yep. And what about like a 6211 fixed gear? I mean, you know, how's that going to work on there? So I don't know. I've been riding fat bikes for long enough to know that not one bike does it all. You need to figure out what you like to do and get something that works for you.
Right. It might do it all, but it isn't going to do it all optimally.
Optimally. Optimization.
So,
situation.
Welcome to your nightmare, Pivot.
Yeah, well, send us a bike and we'll check it out. It's not like we're going to slam it without riding it, is it?
Oh, wait, we already did. Hey, speaking of bikes that we need to slam.
I thought you were going to not talk about apricots this show.
Apricots.
I bought apricot body wash. Just because it was there. I was buying a different gift, and it just said apricot. I had to get it.
So who else are we going to slam this show, since this is a new segment I like to call Slam People Doing Goofy Stuff?
We could just call this Get Gomez in Trouble.
Grievances are being aired.
The airing of the grievances.
We could have Festivus all year long.
Well, J.K., you want to sum things up for us?
I think so. We're going to thanks again to Surly for sponsoring the radio portion of today's broadcast.
Today's show was made possible by the Corporation for Drunken Broadcasting and donations from listeners like you.
So we're going to leave Badger alone till next week?
Yeah. Yeah. I think okay. That,
all right. Next week, Badger, though, you're on the horns. We're going to be taking you to task.
Yeah, we'll have a new saving cup. Badger approved.
Hey, let's go for a ride.
Let's get out of here.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye-bye.
You've been listening to Fat Bike Radio's Weekly Dose of Fat. Find us on the web at fat-bike.com/radio. We'll see you next time.